Live from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM.
Women, you are the queens of our nation, the mother of our home, the pride of our children, a light always left on. You are refined in your ways, a woman of substance, substantially fazed by her everyday conscience. A conscience to live in a way that uplifts not just her home, but the home of her brethren. Styled as a graceful woman on her throne, empowering lives to be filled with pride, hope, love, beauty, nourishment, soul, faith. Bring your ears closer now and your mind will explode and be inspired by the words of Cover Mode.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Cover Mode. I'm your host, Rashan Isaacs, and of course, the second part of our skin and health, but more about what's happening inside and what we take to feed it. With me in studio, we have Mariam Jakut Harris of Cooked Inc. Assalamu alaikum, Mariam.
Wa alaikum salam, Rashan.
I feel like I need a drum roll when I introduce you.
You laugh. I had actually one of the, because you said I did that slave run.
Yes.
That happened in the CBD. So like ran through all the monuments and historical things. And then one of my customers, she had the mic and she announced like loud in the streets. I was like, yes, Mariam Jack.
Oh, I'm my
like,
goodness. Oh, gosh. All eyes on you.
Yeah.
But today it could be a different kind of, it could be because we're talking about what the balanced diet is all about. And, you know, I think a lot of people also get confused with diets.
Yes.
You get this food diet, this detox diet, this, you know, but it's a balanced diet is an everyday thing.
Correct.
It's what's required to keep your whole formation, your body, your mind, everything intact.
Yes.
So explain.
So when I say, when people say, use the word diet, I already cringe. You know? Because I'm like, it's not something that you must just do for a week, do for a month to fit into a dress or anything like that. It is a lifestyle. I was also one of those people. Because I used to sit on the couch and watch those infomercials and see, oh, abs in 5 minutes. I need
oh my
to
gosh,
buy
you
that.
Because just in five minutes, I mean, how much can
I can
you
juice
do?
For a week? Let's do that. I was one of those people. But you do learn. And then there was all the different types of diets. So there was Atkins, Mediterranean, there's low carb.
Oh, my gosh.
It's all of this. And it is confusing because as females, especially females, we are desperate to always want to look good also and feel good.
And we also look for the quick fixes.
There we go. We always want the easy way out. But then I started learning about food and the nutrition and the value of nutrition and all of that. And I learned that there are no quick fixes. Like everything in life, everything that you want to be good at, there are no quick fixes. And like there are so many of us, each one of us, that we are unique.
Yes.
So there isn't one plan that fits everybody. Mm-hmm. But there are guidelines. So you need to eat a balanced diet, which we've spoke about, and what exactly is a balanced diet. So today we're going to dig into that a little bit.
Okay. It's so funny you say no plan fits everyone.
No.
It's almost the same like when you buy clothes and it says one size fits all.
Exactly.
What if no, it doesn't. Yeah, I get so, I actually take it out on the owner. I was like, on the owners or the consultant or whoever's there in the shop. Like, this can't be true.
Yeah.
I don't understand how one size fits all.
Exactly. So there isn't a one size fits all eating plan also. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, there's this craze. And I picked it up last night when I was at doing my grocery shopping. And I saw, you know, Slangages?
Yes.
The chevre? Mm. It was marked gluten-free. And I was like, okay, I get it. I understand that they're trying to educate people. But at the same time, people's thinking gluten-free and thinking, oh, yes, it's healthy. I can go have now slug of cheese.
But they're not looking at all the other ingredients.
Exactly. So what makes the slug of cheese now, for example, gluten-free is that it's made with chana or what do we call chickpea flour.
Yes.
And chickpea flour is gluten-free because it doesn't contain wheat. So people start looking at all the other things. They don't see that, oh, it's been fried in oil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, yes.
Oh, there's lots of MSG added and all of that stuff. They're not taking into account that.
It's like candy-coated carrots.
There we go.
Chocolate-coated fruit.
Exactly. And people say, like, they're doing, it's like, okay, let's do banting. But then they're not doing the complete thing. So they're doing all this high fat. Mm-hmm. Complete high fat, and they're like, okay, but why are we not losing weight?
Yeah.
So certain things work for certain people. Go ahead and try it and see what works for you. But to do something sustainable, mm-hmm. and by sustainable, I mean you start today. You eat like that till the day you die. So when you're a 90-year-old person, you are still eating the same way as you are eating right now.
Right. Yeah.
So people will call me and they will ask me, oh, do you do banting menus? Oh, do you do this menu? Then I would always ask them, but why?
Uh-huh.
Why do you want? Now I want to lose weight. Okay, so who said you have to try this one?
Yeah.
Now everybody's doing it. Oh, it's like, okay.
It's like fashion trends.
Exactly.
It's food trends.
And you know that to remain timeless and to remain classic, you have to go with what works, right? Mm-hmm. So you know, when it comes to clothing and things like that, what works, what are your staples, uh-huh. what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing, right? And it comes the same with food. You have your protein, your carb, your good fats, and your vegetables. You only go gluten-free, really, if you are allergic. There are people out there that have celiac disease. So one of my cousins, she's in the States, she has it. So she can't come near any gluten, as in her cutting board or anything can't be used. She has a separate thing. That's how bad it is. That's people that that are gluten-free. That's for celiac disease. So if you have been tested for that, and I think it's like a small population, like 2% or something like that, that has celiac disease, mm-hmm. which it can actually die or something like that, or they get really sick.
We've had gluten in our meals for I don't know how long.
Correct.
And we haven't like fallen over.
No.
Like that. No.
So I think it is because of the quality of the grains also produced. So I'm not saying go full on gluten or wheat or whatever free. Pick the good ones. And again, people saying now gluten or wheat free, but they're forgetting that there are also good products in that basket. Because we've gone everything processed and doing the whites of everything. Yeah. And now people all of a sudden, no gluten, so therefore it's no white bread. But they're missing out on the good grains.
But barley, you're also very right in terms of the way we shop.
Yes.
It's like we look at fat-free and we'll buy it, but we don't look at all the other ingredients.
Correct.
Look at gluten-free and we'll buy it because, oh, I remember health people always talk about gluten-free fat. And, you know, there's like highlights of words sort of emphasized in your
right
head.
Word.
Yes, like the light bulbs go on. And you think, oh, okay, then I'll just buy it. And it comes, it's like that with chips as well.
Correct.
It's like corn or...
Yes. It's like, oh, no, it's made with corn. It's healthier. It's not a potato chip, even though the potato is healthier because it's not GM. Oh, so it's all of these little things that you're looking at. And same with, like, if you're looking at your healthy eating now in general. So the first thing people say is, so what am I going to replace my snacks with?
Mm. What is a snack?
A snack. So people would, you know, like, yeah, 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, you get a bit
and
of a slump.
It's not a full meal.
Yeah, so you get a slump, and then people usually go and grab a bag of chips or a chocolate, and they're like, okay, now what can I replace this with? Mm-hmm. So now they're going to replace it with nuts, a rice cake with peanut butter and apple, all of that. All good.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. But then they're also looking, and they're like, but why am I not losing weight now on this diet? But they don't realize that all those nut butters, all those handful of nuts, they are so calorie dense that people actually can start putting on weight.
Just by that.
Just by that.
So again, you know, when you think eating healthy, by eating healthy, you can also pick up weight.
Correct.
Which is why sometimes people who need to pick up weight are probably given a good diet still, but with the right fats.
There we go.
Ew, I feel like, I'm getting it.
And then the same with carbs also.
Uh-huh.
So people say, no, I'm low carb, I'm not eating carbs. I'm like, but why?
Mm.
And they were like, no, because low carbs and carbs are unhealthy. And like, but why? They're like, no, because carbs make you fat. I'm like, no, carbs do not make you fat. You're choosing maybe the wrong carbs. You may be eating your carbs at the wrong time of the day. All of that takes into account like a balanced diet. Mm-hmm. So I do carbs in my diet. I do oats, which are not gluten-free because oats also have gluten in. So I do oats and I'll do it in the morning. I'll have my oats because then I'm going to train then late in the morning. I'll have potato. I'll have butternut. But I won't have the whole butternut. Mm. I won't have the biggest potato in the pot. It's all about moderation. It's about looking at your whole day, your calorie intake, and to see that it's balanced in terms of your protein, your carbs, your fats, and your vegetables. Mm-hmm. So on a Sunday night, I have a ritual already where I sit down and I know what I'm going to be eating the next 2-3 days at least.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because you know how they say.
You plan your meals.
Yeah, we plan for success.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
No planning leads to failure. Mm-hmm. And that goes for everything in our life, eh? All goals.
And by planning, you know, somewhere you can also figure out how much calories you actually,
correct,
you know, planning for,
yes,
the day.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people don't understand how their calories work,
yes,
and how to balance,
yeah,
or if they're wanting to lose weight, they need to eat less but calories.
Yes.
But a healthy amount.
Correct.
Because some people actually starve themselves,
yes,
and don't realize full why they now, and like it's they're losing in the wrong way.
Yes. So some people will go on a what they call a calorie deficit diet, but that's also not good because if you go off that and start eating again, you again balloon.
Oh gosh,
because,
yes,
the body.
Yes.
Mm. Because we are animals at the end of the day, basically. So if your body starts going into that famine state, your body starts holding on to whatever it can, and you're not going to lose like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you'll have days when you spike your calories again. But for if you really are like totally clueless about how much calories you should be eating or shouldn't be eating or what food, go to a dietitian.
Mm-hmm.
They will help you with the plan. And what that helps you with is that it tells you, yes, you are going to be measuring your food at first and weighing it. And that is a schlep. But if you do that for a month, you can start gauging and realize, okay, so this is 5 grams of this and this is 5 grams.
You get into
grams.
A habit of it. Yes.
Yes. It just becomes second nature.
Just like you are in the habit of eating the wrong foods.
There
you can get
go.
In the habit of eating the right foods. But it's also knowing what to mix, like you said.
Yes.
You must have your carbs, have your proteins, have your good fats as well,
yes,
but the right amount of,
yeah,
good fats for your body type. And I think we also mentioned last week that you could possibly lose enough weight just by correcting your eating habits.
Yes.
Because your protein and all that feeds your muscle.
Correct.
Right? And your carbs give you energy.
Yes.
But the combination of the two sort of sustains you for a longer
there
period of time. Gosh, I've learned so much.
So you don't become like those crazy. Have you seen people on really low carb diets? Have you seen how their moods, how they are like slumped down?
Yes.
They have energy,
yes,
for nothing. But that's not the way to live. You don't want to walk around, like they call it, hangry. Because,
mm-hmm,
you're angry and you're hungry all the time.
Yes.
So you don't want to walk around like that. You want to have sustainable energy throughout the day. So it's not going to be spiking every time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I need a sugar high. That's why I need this high and things like
and
that.
And people who are building muscle, those are people, obviously, who are taking high protein,
correct,
diets.
High protein.
Okay. But then they're exercising at the same time.
Correct. And then they're also doing carbs. Like after you train. So,
mm-hmm,
when after I train, I'll have carbs and protein as well,
mm-hmm,
because I know the carbs is good for repairing also. So all of that, it's just that you need to have a complete, it has to be a holistic approach. You can't go Gestapo and say, I'm not eating this week. I'm not.
Okay, so here's a scenario, Mario.
Mm-hmm.
Not Mario. Scenario Mario. Scenario Mario. Mariam, I We take a person who's been slouching on the couch, you know, they've just picked up weight, they've had bag loads of chips and Coke and all those sorts of things, or gas cool drinks, and they want to now correct their diet.
Yes.
And they've obviously, you know, for someone like that to think exercise is the first plan of action.
Yeah.
It's going to be very difficult for them to build that, you know, cardio, everything.
Yes.
So where would someone who is not an athlete, you know, who knows the drill of sort of how to eat and all those sorts of things, but someone who's just been lazy in terms of eating properly, where would someone like that begin?
Okay. So I've been there. I know the lazy type. I've been the lazy type.
And we also know that, you know, some of us feel we're so fat, but there's no way to go back.
Yeah. Yeah. And we just like at the end of our thing, it's like, the thing is, just start. If it starts just with one meal. And a lot of my customers, I found also that they just order that one meal, and that one meal then sets off the tone for the rest of the day. So they're like, oh, so I'm getting something healthy. And that just triggers it. Because if you eat something healthy, unhealthy at lunchtime, now you go and grab a takeout. Then it's like, oh, no, my whole day is busted. Therefore, my supper will also be bad. And I'll start next Monday. That's, you know, it's always, I'll start next Monday. When you can, in actual fact, just start with your next meal. So at your next meal, make a conscious decision and say, okay, no, I don't like raw spinach. That's okay. I never ate leaves or vegetables up until I was about, I think, 21, 22. I was a child that used to sit and cry when they said, no vegetables, you're not going to get ice cream. And I would be sitting and crying. Yeah. So you decide that, okay, I don't want raw vegetables. Let's see what I like. Okay, maybe I like broccoli. And then prepare it so that it's enjoyable to eat. Including, okay, now I can't get down my greens. Let's make me a green juice. And I'll put in some fruit or some pineapple to sweeten it up. And start with small baby steps like that. I love things like chips, ice cream, pizza, pasta. Mm-hmm. Love it. But I will time it in the week that I know I'm either going to train, or the next morning, I'm going to then have just green juice for breakfast or something like that. But I will still have it.
You have to commit to it.
You have to commit to it. It has to be. So you can't go into a slump and decide, okay, I've eaten bad this whole week, I'll just continue into the weekend. Because each meal is affecting whether you go worse down that road or if you go the other way and become better at it. So, like, if you're going to have pizza also, make it at home. Do that 2-minute dough, which I do, which is like double cream yogurt and self-rising flour when you knead it and into the oven it goes. You can control what goes on there, so you don't have to put on too much cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You can up your veg, because I even put roasted vegetables and things like that on my pizza. You can increase the protein in there. You can make your base nice and super thin, but you still get the satisfaction of pizza.
Right.
So people want to go, oh, no, now I must go buy low-carb or gluten-free flours and things like that. And it's expensive.
And the process of making it at home is so much healthier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people think it takes long, but it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. You wait just as long for that pizza.
Yeah. Then the sign, what does it go? The wait is long forgotten.
You know?
Yes, exactly. That one. And like my 5-year-old, he can make that pizza dough himself. And it becomes fun to involve the family. You don't have to go and make now a tomato sauce from scratch. You take tomato paste, or you'd use the canned tomatoes, which is just tomatoes in, mix that up with some herbs, a little bit of salt, a sprinkling of sugar, and you put that onto your pizza
base. They're
going
to ask me after this program now, can we get that? Be like they did with a turmeric last week. And for those, just while we are at it, there is a link at the bottom of the post that I placed last week after our show. But I will repost the link again of last week's show, and as soon as this one's ready, I will upload that as well. So, you know, because they phone and they send in and they contact the radio station and they ask, which I'm glad because that means that they want to correct.
And I think everybody wants to. But there's just so much information out there. It's like really, it's information overload when it comes to this. So start with your basics. Tomorrow morning or tonight, take some oats. Lay it with some water, some milk. No, you don't have to go and get your almond milk now. If you don't have a dairy intolerance, have some milk. You're not going to drink a liter of milk. That just means now throughout the day, don't have now milk in your coffee, don't have milk in your tea, don't have yogurt, don't have a cheese sandwich.
Oh my gosh, no dairy.
Yeah. So if you're going to have, and that's what I say, like people say, now I'm going dairy free. Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand if you have an allergy or it flares up or does inflammation, like we said, with the dairy. I get that. And I get post-nasal if I have too much dairy.
Yes.
But then I'll start cutting back because I can't then have yogurt and I can't have too much milk in my coffee and I can't have... So now I'll just have a certain amount. Then I'll have like a little bit of milk in my coffee, like a dash or something. So like I said, it's your overall intake. You don't have to go completely dairy-free. So if you're going to make your oats tonight, soak your oats, have some milk in it, full cream milk, put some water in it, cinnamon, vanilla essence, and a little bit of cardamom. Soak it overnight, and tomorrow you have your oats.
Hmm.
You can pop it in the microwave. You can eat it just so cold. Add yogurt tomorrow morning. Add some fresh fruit. Add some honey, and there you go.
Wow. You see, it's as easy as that, really. We just need to, and in all that preparation, you think, oh, it's going to take so much time. I know I've actually dealt with an entire day of prepping everything in the morning, just for the day. And my day went so much, it was so much easier.
Yes.
Because I didn't have to go back and forth. So if I prepped everyone's meals the morning already, it made such a difference. And also it was easy.
Yeah.
It was really easy thing because you're eating healthy.
Yes.
We are talking about good foods to eat to ensure that we have a healthy mind, a healthy body, and we look beautiful from the inside out. And to talk to us about that is Mariam Jakut Harris of Cooked Inc. And she creates these wonderful, delicious meals that are specifically targeted at a healthy healthy
yes.
eating habits.
Yeah.
Right? And just as when we were talking about when people get off the bandwagon, when they start eating well and then they mess up once and they think everything is messed up, I'm going to start again tomorrow. I think just to put things into perspective of how your body rebuilds itself in less than 2 years and even in shorter spans. If you think of how your DNA can renew itself every 2 months, your skin rebuilds itself in 1 month, your liver rebuilds itself in 6 weeks, your brain rebuilds itself in 1 year, your blood rebuilds itself in 4 months.
Oh,
your
wow.
body builds a whole new skeleton in 3 months, and the lining in your stomach rebuilds itself in 5 days.
Wow.
These are things that happen in your body all the time. So just by stepping off once off that, healthy eating habits doesn't mean, everything's spoiled. I'm just going to continue next week or next day or later. Keep on going. Just keep on going, because every single bit of goodness that you feed yourself is going to benefit your entire body. And it's also really important for us to know that when we eat, we are actually feeding our cells and not our stomachs. We are feeding every part of our body. We need to provide our trillions of cells with 140 nutrients every day for them to function properly and reduce the rate at which our body ages.
Sure.
And that's why you look so young.
Tell me more. No, but it's so true. Like we said, the food you eat are the Lego blocks to build a new you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can build a new you every single day at each meal that you eat, that you decide to eat. So back to now eating healthy. So when I plan, I do a weekly menu. Every week I do a weekly menu and we update our website on a Wednesday. So when I sit and do my menu, besides now looking at what is only delicious, mm-hmm. that actually comes secondary. So I look at a very balanced week. So Mondays we have what we call meat-free Monday. Where we don't do any animal protein in our dishes at all. But now, you know, if you're not getting any animal protein, you need to up now the protein via using like beans, legumes, and things like that. Because it doesn't mean also if you're vegetarian that you're all of a sudden healthy, because you get very unhealthy vegetarians.
Yes.
Does not mean that you're healthy because you're a vegetarian, no. Because then you get the vegetarian person that is eating still the fried samosas and they're eating mashed potato loaded with butter and all of that kind of things.
So your vegetarian is eating the sweet corn samosa.
There we go. Okay. The potato, the aloo fry. So it does not mean that because you're a vegetarian that you're eating healthy. The same way that gluten-free doesn't mean you are healthy. So my Monday meal will be my meat-free Monday. So meat-free will consist of beans, legumes, a rice dish, but there'll always be vegetables and greens as well. I also advise my customers on a Monday that because we have so much beans and legumes in our meal, that restrict your carb intake for the rest of the day. Uh-huh. So have less carbs. So if you're having it for lunch, then at supper time, don't have as much carbs. Mm-hmm. If you're having it for supper time, don't have as many carbs at lunchtime.
All right.
So it's all about balance. And then comes, I also like to have, because meat-free days, like all the beans and the legumes and all of that, they are high in fiber. So I call it out the garbage truck day. Because I know on weekends, everybody goes, let's get all our luxuries in and everything like that. So I call it like the garbage truck day. So all that fiber, I make it high in fiber so that it cleans us nicely out now for the rest of the week. Then the rest of like Tuesday, the Wednesday and the Thursday will be balanced meals. So you'll have your carb in there, which will be either butternut, sweet potato, basmati rice, brown rice, that type of thing. But we're not going to have too big spoons, dishing up spoons. It will be one spoon of rice.
One big spoon.
Not the very big spoon. Not the very big spoon, Rushan. So, you know, not the tablespoon, the one bigger than the tablespoon. Okay. So it's about tablespoons of rice that you're going to have. You'll have your protein, so it will either be quarter chicken. Yeah. It will be some meat. Also, when we do have meat days, like beef and things like that, it's not as much. I'll rather up it with some beans and stuff because I don't believe in having too much beef and
animal
protein.
Yeah, and then when they get
protein,
your meal, they say, "Yo, she's skimping on you."
Yes, yes. But they already know that it's for their own good. So I'll bulk it out with things like mushrooms, carrots, beans also and things like that.
And they say the size of the protein should be the size of your fist.
Of your palm, yeah.
Of your palm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's some people have really big palms and some people have really small palms. Yes, it still applies.
Yes, it still applies. But it also got to do with your, like we said before, like your activity. So if you're working out and more and things like that, obviously you need more food. So I have that, and then I have obviously my vegetables, my non-starch vegetables. So it will always be things like broccoli, cauliflower, spinach, or a green salad with your food. So, and then Fridays we have what I call our traditional Friday meal. So we'll have things like biryani, which is wheat-free. So now I can say, oh, I'm going to have biryani, it's wheat-free today. No. The portion that you get given also is the portion that you should be having. So it'll be that.
Because you know when you buy the mosque, they fill it up.
Yes, and there's hardly any protein in also. So in our biryani, we'll do then a quarter chicken that you get there inside your biryani as well. And it's not going to be big potatoes that you get in there, because you need to have big potato plus all the rice plus the lentils, which is all carbs. Mm-hmm. So then we try and reduce the number of potatoes, or there's hardly any potatoes in our biryani.
And that's what we look for.
No. Then you must have less rice, but you can't have it all.
Now, I remember in my waiting days, people used to send me back to the kitchen to go get some biryani with potato in.
I never understood that. I think because I've never been a potato person. Like if you go to functions, the people are like, no, the potatoes. I'm like,
No, thank you.
I've had somebody here because we were talking about oats earlier on the WhatsApp line. I didn't even open up the WhatsApp line, but obviously most of our listeners have the number. She says here that she soaks her oats with cranberries, fine cinnamon, and crushed unsalted cashew nuts served with honey.
Yes.
And that's from Sumeya. Sumeya, thank you for that. That sounds absolutely delicious.
Delicious, it does. That's a very good combination.
And yum, yum. I'm going to try that, actually. Cranberries are also very good.
Yes, especially for females.
Yes. Mm. Why?
For your urinary tract and things.
Okay, so good. Yeah, I must say, you see, you've taught me now. Ask why. Why?
Yes. Why?
Why?
So where were we? Oh, yes, you're biryani.
Yeah.
So always try and have then a balanced thing. So on a Friday also. Like last week, we had babwati on our menu. So usually you have babwati with yellow rice and potatoes and all of that stuff.
I saw that babwati.
So it's carb.
Yeah.
Which we don't like. So we do the babwati, which we do a big portion of so that you're getting a big portion of protein to fill you up. We do a green salad with it. We do, yes, we do the rice, but we're not going to do sweet rice with it because we don't want to put too much sugar and things like that in. And then because we add the glazed carrots with it, so you're having your like sugar from that. So don't double up on your carbs if you're wanting to lose weight. Pick one.
You hear that now. Pick one. Mariam, if I look at it, everything that you've discussed in terms of, you know, when we put things in our plate and if we've had carbs, then, you know, we should not have as much carbs the evening. I think when we look at our plate every day, we should actually ask our plate the question.
Yeah.
You know, what do you have there? Yeah. What's in there? Is there carbs? Is there a protein? Is there, what else do we
need?
Vegetables. So, you know, question your plates.
Yes.
And your plate will answer.
Yeah.
In color. And, because I guess that's one easy way, because not all of us will remember, you know, how to set out on a complete day. Of course, if you go to a dietitian or nutritionist, then surely they will give you a guide or plan on what to eat and what not to eat. And then I've heard of some people in terms of diets going according to their blood group.
Yes.
And your blood group will also tell you what you are allergic to, what you should stay away from, what helps you, what not that you are allergic to it, but it will help. It will actually make you pick up weight. Yeah. Or,
so your body doesn't process it as well. So I looked at into that also a few years ago and what came out of it. And also don't just believe people blindly.
Yeah.
Like, go and test it with your body. So I am blood type A positive. So what I read up on and what the results that actually came from it, because they said I don't process meat too well and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I should stick to lots of vegetables and grains and things like that, which I do, because I find that when I eat too much meat, I feel very sluggish, extremely sluggish. Like I need to go and sleep. But right now I can't focus. I can't process. Also, it affects my bowel movements if I eat too much meat. So it's not moving fast enough through my system. Take note of your body, because your body is telling you, be in tune with your body and how certain foods make you feel.
Because we don't always realize it's the foods that we take in that make us feel that way.
Yeah.
And also, we don't know how to correct that. So learn more about foods that will benefit your specific body. And as you're correcting your diet, note, you know, what isn't working, what is working. Maybe I am allergic to dairy.
Yeah.
Maybe I should try less dairy. Maybe I should take dairy out completely. You don't really know what the, you know, the height of your allergy is. So you need to actually play around with your, not play with your food, but I mean, you know what I mean. Yes.
I think people need to start with a food diary, because there's lots of people that feel so hopeless and they're not realizing what they eat and how much they eat. So the first step when people come to me or they ask me, like, can you help me with losing weight and things like that, the first step I will always tell somebody is do a food diary, do a food journal for a week. And you'll realize that what people put down eventually. And you also start thinking twice about eating something because you know you're going to have to write it down. And yes, you think you're going to cheat that person, but the person you're actually cheating is yourself. Because you say, can say, okay, I'm not going to write that down so it doesn't count. No. Those calories are inside.
The luxury cupboard that also need to be noted.
Yes.
Because we don't realize when we nibble in between that bar of chocolate is how many calories.
Exactly.
Because
we eat so absentmindedly, we just grab things.
Yes.
Because as we go, and especially us busy females and things, we like grab things on the go and we forget about it. But if you consciously start and you start writing that down, you'll realize how much unnecessary food you are actually eating. Mm.
This, Salam Mariam, quick question. So you don't cook your oats, you just soak it and have it with your added stuff the next morning. Also, do you have organic or normal oats? So many organic stuff and are quite costly.
Correct.
Please advise. Sugar for the Beautiful program, a suggestion. Please do Kitty's food program as well. All the best, inshallah. As we should have done that today as moms, you know what? We should be feeding our kids. Maybe we'll consider that for next week, maybe.
Okay, so with the oats, you can soak it overnight and you can have it as is. Or you can have it, so either way, you can eat it as is like that. Or you can take it in the microwave and you pop it in there for a minute or two and you can have it warm. So either way, you can eat it.
Oh, so just warm. So just, oh, okay.
So you put So I have glass jars, which are microwavable. So I take my oats. I add oats. I add water. I add milk. I add cinnamon, a dash of vanilla essence or vanilla extract, and then I shake that up, and a pinch of salt, and then I shake that up and then I put it in the fridge. So I'll make those jars on a Sunday and will last until the Wednesday, so you'll have breakfast to grab. Then you take it in the morning if you want warm oats, pop it into the microwave quickly, take it out, have some peanut butter or some honey with it, add some nuts. And that's one option. Or you can have it just so cold, add some yogurt and fresh fruit, some nuts, a drizzle of honey, and that's another option.
So just be clever.
Yeah.
Be clever. And we're going to end on that clever note. Shukran so much, Mariam, for coming in. Shukran to you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And assalamu alaikum to you, our guests at home. I hope that you found this very beneficial to your health, because we really do want you to be beautiful inside out. Till next week, for Cover Mode, I'm Roshan Isaacs. Assalamu alaikum.
Women, you are the queens of our nation, the mother of our home, the pride of our children, a light always left on. You are refined in your ways, a woman of substance, substantially fazed by her everyday conscience. A conscience to live in a way that uplifts not just her home, but the home of her brethren. Styled as a graceful woman on her throne, empowering lives to be filled with pride, hope, love, beauty, nourishment, soul, faith. Bring your ears closer now and your mind will explode and be inspired by the words of Cover Mode.